now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Nerd FT Radio. I'm your host, RSG, a.k.a. Ted Lasso's number one fan, and I'm here with Crypto Ooh. Crier, a.k.a. Home Crier. He is back. How are
That's
you?
That's right. Oh, my God. I'm great. I'm finally made it home. We had
happy to be back.
A very long
nice
drive.
Nice vacation, but happy to be back, correct?
That's right. Very much so.
Before we get into it, it is episode 69.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, hey, since you've been gone, has a lot happened? Yeah, we can say a lot's happened. We can say that, right?
I took a trip specifically during this time because I knew nothing was going to happen. So,
Okay. So there you go. There you have it. We didn't have as much, but we're here. We're back. We got some news. Let's go ahead. And by the way, if none of you, I'm very disappointed in every single one of my friends and people in this space and just the overall internet, or I should honestly be upset at myself because
upset at the entire internet today.
Number one, my internet stinks right now. Number two, Ted Lasso, the show, is unreal, and I have no idea why I haven't watched it.
Are you kidding? You're just watching it?
I'm just watching it. I'm on season two. God. This is phenomenal.
It's the best show ever. It's a great comedy show.
Unbelievable comedy. I'm crying left and right, almost crying. You know what? I'm crying left and right, and this is just great. Great stuff. I'm very much enjoying it. If you haven't watched it, I definitely would put it on. All right, let's get to it, Crier. So one of the major things that have happened recently is this MetaMask update. So before we get into the exact update itself from MetaMask, let's talk about, I mean, honestly, we talk about this all the time, and it's a site of security and what happens when you sign or click a wrong link or go into a wrong website, you name it, whatever it is, what really goes on behind the scenes when you actually give someone access, when you click sign on a transaction, anything like that. And pretty much what goes on when that happens is that you're giving access to your NFTs, to your whole wallet, to all your assets, to certain assets. And that's the major thing that people aren't understand, or some people don't understand, and they just look past it. It's kind of like when we do the terms and conditions and none of us read it.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the NFT space and the crypto space, when they sign a transaction, I'm going to be honest. Most of the time I don't read it. I would assume other people don't read it at all, but that's what's going on. And that's where a lot of people are taking advantage of. And it's the side of what exactly goes on behind the scenes when you click that accept. And what MetaMask has finally came out and done is pretty much a massive warning side. So, Crier, exactly what do they do to update MetaMask for it to be more secure?
Yep. So this newest update is just showing that when you are approving a collection, it says set approval for all. It had always said that, but now it says like you're approving all of your Bored Ape Yacht Club, or you're approving all of your doodles to be transferred. And it's a lot more just noticeable so that you might want to think twice about approving this. So like if you are sending something or you're clicking a signature on a website, usually it just says, you know, we're trying to see this account. Like we just want to know your account for view purposes only, you know, connecting to OpenSea. That's usually what it says if you're trying to do that. Now that was kind of not really shown previously. Now it says set approval for all in very large text. So hopefully it gets a little bit less people clicking that button.
I definitely agree. I actually saw, I can't, I'm going to, you know what I'm going to say? I laughed at this and it was a tweet. It was on the Sappy Seals, one of the Sappy Seals. We all know those are the Chads of the space, the memers of the space. And it was, when a Bored Ape Yacht Club holder sees a very strange link, and the picture of the gift was someone just clicking their freaking mouse like 1,000 times. So, hey, again, you guys, when you're navigating in this space, you have assets that are worth a lot of money, sometimes all of your money. So please be cautious. Not only did MetaMask actually come out with this update, there was another company that came out and a lot of us know and use, and it's Revoke.cash. They actually came out with an extension that is similar to this. So it's an extension that you can get on Google Chrome that gives you that warning like, whoa, 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 You know what you're doing. Yeah,
the site's been reported. You're signing a set approval for all, you know, so.
Exactly.
I actually haven't tried the revoke.cashout one, but I will send a report back on it next episode.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we're in the stage where we can say, I mean, can we say it's a bear market? I'm still going to go with the cub market because I don't think we've seen the worst. But we're in a stage where individuals are building. As much as everyone says it and they put their hands together and say we're building, it's actually happening. And on one of the things that you and I, Cryer, we've always talked about has to be at the like the front end of it, has to be the education and the security side. And the
usability and UI has to be easy.
100%. Like, listen,
and it's a step in the right direction.
Exactly. We have to explain when we explain someone, hey, this is how you do crypto and NFTs. It's still extremely difficult for a lot of people. So this at least goes back to when we talk about security, trust, these types of extensions and upgrades to known products that we use from MetaMask to Revoke Cash to other any other website or any other extensions is a very good like a good step in the right direction. So a applaud to both of them, as well as I was actually seeing, I don't know who it was, it might have been there was a company that was also doing it like that as well, like giving that warning and doing it cleaner. Like when you go into like OpenSea and you approve your like collections that you mint
might have been
out,
gem.
Like projects, it might have been gem, right? But what I was saying is like when you're on the whole process of like posting an NFT for sale or approving the collection so you can buy it, whatever the case may be, when you look at the actual, like what you're signing, you see, like it looks sketchy, like the wording and the massive coding. Like I truly believe in a very nice world that we all use crypto and we all go through NFTs, the whole nine, like back to what you said, the UI UX, it needs to just look cleaner, more trusting, of easier experience for the individual so they truly understand what's going on, what they're signing, is this a transaction, what kind of transaction, in ways where we can actually, you know, understand it. So
for sure,
hopefully we go in that path so that everyone's more safe and we stop clicking rapid fire links for no apparent reason. Remember, even if your mom or dad sends you a really weird link, they might have not known it was a really bad link. So, you know, ask your mom and dad, like, hey, what the hell is this link? 90% they didn't. But hey, that 10% can get you, because the best of the best have been caught red-handed in the space, and we just need to be super cautious on that side of things.
For sure.
Let's go into what company, well, actually, I can't even say company, what city in the world is coming into the NFT space? And not only is one of the biggest cities in the world, it's actually one of the massive cities of like the crypto world, and it's no other than the place I
Miami.
Hate the most, it's Miami, Florida, the city, which is really weird to say, but the city of Miami have entered the metaverse, have entered Web3, have entered the NFT space. So how did they do it? We always talk is you have to do it the right way, you can do it the wrong way, bad approach, right approach, everything. So I will personally say before we get into it, I believe that this was a very good way to do it. Let's see how they execute it, and then we can make sure if they did it right or wrong. But Miami has partnered with three companies, MasterCard, Time Studio, and Salesforce, correct? And yes. These three companies are going to help Miami make 5,000 NFTs that are by 56 local Miami artists, which what these NFTs are going to do for the owners that are purchasing is going to open up a MasterCard experience in the city. Do we know the actual details behind it, what exactly it's going to be? It kind of sounds like a token-gated event, token-gated, let's say, like bars, like, or restaurants.
Food experiences, private events, stuff around the city.
Exactly. So I look at this when I heard it at first, and I read a little bit into it, obviously made my assumptions and whatnot with this experience, this MasterCard experience. And if they go the route of token-gating some events, you and I, Cryer, we've personally
for sure
seen it from South by Southwest to NFT NYC, NFT LA, Art Basel. That's a good way to start. It allows you to see and function if we're going in the right direction. And I think the city of Miami, which again, it's very funny to say that a city is coming into the space. I truly believe that they went a cool route, a learning route where, hey, let's start with just token gated NFTs. And then if this goes well, we understand it more. We then realize, hey, we can make something even better. I like this approach. It doesn't have to be like all out, like, hey, I'm not going to do anything into the NFT space for 5 years until I know I can just make a massive product and everything. This is a different route where it's, hey, you know what? Let's tip, like put our feet in the water a little bit and let's find out and test things out with reputable companies, not only in the NFT space, but in the Web2 space as well, like a MasterCard or Salesforce, which by the way, Salesforce has been in the space for some time now, and MasterCard, they're holding on to something because literally
they're trying to get in, like please, sir, mi familia, please.
So they're trying, they're really trying something. So I like this. What do you think?
I really like this approach for sure, because he was already, I mean, he's the mayor of, what's his name? Suarez, whatever. He's been on the forefront of web, like three type stuff. He wanted, you know, recently he said that he wanted to have a coin based on like property. If you're a property ownership in Miami as well. So issuing tokens to holders of property in the land. So again, I think these are really interesting ideas. You know, this is one of the first cities that I've heard that is doing something like this. Very cool idea. But he stated in a press release that the city of Miami has been on the vanguard of Web3 evolution, and we will continue to employ these new technologies to support our existing businesses while attracting new ones, raising capital, and providing experiences for our citizens and those visiting this great city. That's so awesome. He sees the long-term future of all these things. He knows, you know, he's definitely educated on these things. You know, he can see the value for sure. And, you know, I feel like it will be a long-term thing play for sure, because Miami is already set up to be like a large crypto focused city already. So these are definitely good moves in the right directions for sure. And then Keith Grossman, who is the president of Time, had also said that he's one of the most innovative leaders. And his Web3 is a long-term evolution, enabling relationships to be fostered between individuals and institutions. So
it's awesome.
Definitely really cool to see them partnering with each other. You know, the other cool thing I saw that's going to be released in December
later this year.
They focus. Yeah. But it's post merge on that Ethereum, baby.
I did also see that this won't be like on a website where we're a lot of the NFT space is accustomed to. This is actually it will be on Ethereum, like you said, but it's going to be minted and sold through Salesforce NFT cloud. So by saying that, I'm going to be honest, I got to learn a little bit more about this NFT cloud, because I didn't know that Salesforce was already that into it. So that's definitely something that we need to look into, figure out what exactly it is, because we all know how massive of a company Salesforce is, even though I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't like them that much. But we'll see if they take the other route. Maybe RSG, maybe myself becomes a fan of Salesforce.
They've been learning.
They're learning. Hopefully they're learning. But we'll have to find out. And maybe since it's in December, hey, that aligns perfectly with Art Basel.
Oh, I wonder.
Wait a minute.
It does.
The wheels are turning here. We are going to Art Basel. Art Basel's NFT.
We're max minting
this NFT project, it looks like. We will have to find out more information.
Enter in members only. 5,000.
But yeah, we're going to find out a little bit more about it, because that actually lines up with something that, like I just said, we will be doing. We will be at Art Basel in December. It's December 1st through the 4th with a lot of NRN members and a lot of all of our friends out in the NFT space. So if you are out there and you're thinking about going to Miami, hit us up, because we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff that weekend.
For sure.
All right. What else we got? This weekend in the NFT space has been very boring until Tiffany & Co., the massive jewelry store and company, comes out blazing in with a random tweet saying 30 ETH. Turns out this massive company has decided to release an NFT project of 250 NFTs dedicated to CryptoPunk holders, where you need to pay 30 ETH to buy this NFT, and you'll be able to claim a jewelry piece of your CryptoPunk with a shit ton of diamonds. That is a very aggressive way to get into this space. I am usually the one that will say, honestly, yeah, I'm going to say this right now. I'm usually the one, if I looked at this a few weeks back, maybe even a few days back, and I see this and I think this is a cash grab completely, because holy crap, they're coming in this space and just want money. But I'm going to look at this a little different. And the reason why is because if you go look at the amount of money Tiffany literally makes on jewelry, and the most expensive piece of jewelry that they have, and what the range is, and where exactly that like group that they're trying to like target, Red Mateo, Red Sox guy, or talk too much, or Nate. They're not aiming at us. They're literally specifically aiming at literally a 250 person group in CryptoPunks that are willing to spend 30 Ethereum to get a piece of jewelry plus an NFT. So I actually, and I'm gonna say it, I don't.
The target and spotty Wi-Fi style.
Even though spotty
here.
Wi-Fi came out and said, "What the hell is this?" Because he's like, "You can go somewhere else and get something better." But I truly believe that I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it, Cryer. I think this is not a bad approach. There's individuals, those 250. If it does mint out, that if they do spend the 30 ETH, I'm gonna say it right now, that's nothing to them. So,
yeah,
it's a good approach. Truly, I believe it's a higher class approach. It's like the expensive cars in the world. They're not aiming for the middle. Yeah,
they're not aiming for the middle of the row or the small amount They're aiming just like a very small amount of people that have a ton of capital. That's not a cash grab, because guess what? They're still getting something. I mean, diamonds are expensive.
Like, you literally can sell
still
that.
Getting something. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no roadmap here. It's just like, do you want a necklace?
Yes or no.
You know, click, do you want to spend fucking $50,000 on a necklace? Then perfect. Mint it.
So, yeah. So pretty much what's...
And again, I think the whole... I bet you they'll have like the whole... They'll tie it to the physical item. You know, you're going to have like the QR code.
There's going to be a bunch of stuff.
And I think it's a really good move, again, because I've already said this before. I think it's going to play into like the whole like designer handbags and designer shoes and all these other ones that are, you know, it's hard to prove if they're real. Like, there's all these fake shits running around. So, you know, again, this is something where this is just the first step, and people that are saying, oh, it's you know, whatever, it's a scam, blah, blah, blah. It's like, don't buy it. Great.
Move on.
And I think it's the whole point of this is to prove and show that I think this will be very valuable in the authenticity realm.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank was like, his eyes like lit up when he was talking about it. It was watches, expensive watching, verification side, authenticity. There's the word. Authenticity.
Authentication.
Yes, exactly. Of the behind the scenes of all of these expensive watches, jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. So it's going to be pretty cool to see it. Not only is it like a shock into the space, but it's also a shock outside of the space, because Tiffany has millions of people, followers on social media, as well as millions of consumers that love the product itself. So when they come out and say, hey, this is what we're doing, that's insane. So what's going on with this NFT? Like I said, it's going to be 250 NFTs. The sale is going to be on August 5th. Each piece will cost 30 ETH for you boomers out there, $51,000 at the moment. And it's going to be exclusive to CryptoPunk holders. So if you don't have a CryptoPunk, guess what? You can't get it. So you ain't getting it. So again,
until you buy it on secondary.
I mean, yes, you could buy it on secondary. That'd be wild. Like, I see, Cryer, I'm going to say something. Unless, like,
it's here.
This is a tricky situation. So I believe this approach of people getting in, it's like my cool cat. I've had that cool cat forever, and I'm gonna make this internet personality called RSG. And if this person becomes famous and I have followers, like, I don't know, a Mr. Beast or an internet personality that people love, Logan Paul, maybe a baseball player, football player, you name it, anyone, I then see the value of someone buying that NFT to grab the jewelry piece and rock it. It's like, hey, this is RSG's jewelry, this CryptoPunk. But like,
yeah,
I believe that we're so far away from that still, because there has to be more of an influx of people in for fandoms of individual celebrities or influencers in the space to the point where, hey, yeah, I want to wear Crypto Crier's doodle on my shirt. I want to wear Talk Too Much's non-existent NFT.
Yeah, you already you want that already.
I mean, I already have it because we have a nerd about like a podcast.
You've seen that sick ass hairdo. Like,
yeah. Okay. You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. But again, it's going to. No, I think it will take some time because I also will say this is.
I mean, look at Twitch. Look how long it took Twitch, like a famous person on Twitch. Yep. I mean, it took like what, like 5-6 years for at least to like. A ninja, you know, he has a brand of clothing. You know what I mean? Like that took forever.
Fortnite skin. He has a Fall Guy skin. He has everything on Mr. Beast's side.
What I'm saying,
it takes time though. It definitely takes time. It's just like any athlete.
Yeah, we're still looking at like 5 to 10 years for this to be.
But.
We'll be there, though.
Number one, we'll be there. Number two, if you want some merchandise from either or of us, let us know. We might even send it to you for free because at this point, we just need the publicity.
But, yeah. You know. We get our names out there, guys.
We got to get our names out there. But another thing, Crier, we have to say happy birthday. Not to you, not to me, but to Ethereum. It's the seventh year. I don't know.
He's losing his
mind. I'm losing my mind over here. It's
his seventh birthday of Ethereum.
That's what I'm going for. It's the seventh year. I was going for like seventh year anniversary, but I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. But yes, Ethereum is now 7 years old and we're months away from the merger. Crier, I need I need your opinion of what exactly do you think is going to happen of when this merger hits.
We've had test net wise, we've had three successful mergers. We had, and everyone has said minus a very few, UI bugs or anything like that. It went super successful. So, I do think that we will see some success here. Vitalik said it by the end of September. So we're not very far away. And when that happens, I personally think that we will see quite a large increase in the amount of money that stakers hold. So I think there's going to be quite a bit of incentivization for people to start staking, because right now with the Beacon Chain, you are roughly getting 4.3%, on your Ethereum. So, at one point it was 20, it started at 20 and it's been just slowly going down as more people get on. But now we're stuck at that 4.3. But I mean, when I first started, it was, you know, in the 18s. So it was crazy. So now I can see when we actually are earning the fees that the miners are getting, right? You know, miners have been making an absolute fortune for like 2 years. We won't be seeing that amount of money, but we will be definitely seeing the fee switch turn on, because it is, that's what the whole point of this is to switch from proof of work to proof of stake. All the stakers are now going to get all the fees that collected from the cost of transacting. And again, it is much, much lower than proof of work because it doesn't cost, the electricity and all that stuff. I think we'll see upwards of maybe like 8 to 10% afterwards. So that's pretty incentivized. That's pretty good comparatively when your money is losing value at 8.6% year over year. Due to inflation.
Inflation's no joke.
This is the stuff I like to see.
No jokes. My groceries are pretty wild. Hey, for you, Crier, you just took a road trip. How expensive 12 days. Was the gas? Good heavens.
Dude, I don't even... Good Lord. Every fill up, I'm like, good God, what's happening?
Yeah, see, I'd rather, stop a little bit more and just charge up the Tezzy instead. But you know what? It is what it is. You make fun of me. I will say, actually...
I will say that 12 I did drive, a good, I don't know what, like 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles. So you're stopping
a lot.
He would have the 12 days was 6 days of you charging your Tesla.
We could go with 4.5 and call it fair.
I'll take that.
I definitely agree. But I was going to say, hey, in 2 weeks, the girlfriend will have her brand new Tesla with more miles and everything. So we might have to, we might take that to Miami.
You're gonna give her the other one?
No, she's getting the new one. It's her car. My Tesla is on a lease that's ending at the beginning of next year. So very soon I will be scheduling to get my brand new one.
The upgrade.
And it will be the long range so that Cryer doesn't make fun of me anymore when we take road trips together. That's the main reason.
That's the only reason.
But yeah, no, by the way, before we jump into DeFi Kingdoms as well as VV, and I kind of want to talk a little bit about Marvel because there's some rumors rolling. Cryer.
Let's hear it.
How was that? How was that vacation? What did you do? Did you touch grass? Oh, super awesome. Did you touch water? What did you exactly?
All I did.
Wow.
So 12 days we did Hershey Park the first day, which was super awesome. We drove up there, my wife's brother flew in from Seattle. Awesome, we haven't seen him in a super long time. So we got to hang out with him for a while. Then we went camping for 4 days.
Straight up camp, not glamping and water, like
lake right by the lake. It was awesome. Okay. Yeah, so we did tent camping for about 4 days with two kids, and that was fun / insane, a little insane. It was awesome, though. We had a great time. And then we went up to New Hampshire for a little bit and visited some of my family. But he also has no air conditioning, so it was practically like camping since it's hot as balls.
I went out to Disney Springs SeaWorld the last 2 weeks. I just melt. You walk outside, and by the way, this is Florida with the humidity as well. You just melt. You just start melting. It's wild.
And yeah, and he's sitting here like, oh yeah, it's a little warm out. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's literally 90 out, and you have no air conditioning, so yeah, it's super hot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, he had a great house. He just moved there a little bit ago, and we really enjoyed it. We had my wife went horseback riding. I was hanging out with the kids for a bit. We had my niece came up and visit with my parents, so it was just a big family hangout. I got to see one of my high school friends that I hadn't seen in about a couple years. Just hanging out. It was a great time. And then a lot of driving.
Did you share the good word of NRN around the camping?
Always.
I need the report back.
You know me. Of course. The first time we ever hung out in person, what did I do for 4 days?
Awesome. All right.
I'm a networking machine, right?
He is the networking machine. He is the Gary V of NRN. I wish you guys could see his face after I said that. All right. Let's get into VV.
Yeah, sad.
Let's get into VV. So we do have a drop coming up. It's going to be the first appearance of Professor Hulk. Obviously, they're going into the whole She-Hulk is coming out very soon, so they're going on the Hulk side of things. Marvel's Incredible Hulk number 377 featuring the exclusive and ultra rare covers. It will drop on the 2nd of August, which is Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, I won't be going for this one. If it was more on the Immortal Hulk, which we already saw, I would be like 100% you have to go for that because that's my favorite Hulk story. I just don't know enough of this story to say like, hey, yeah, this is what I want. The other thing I did want to mention of Vivi, unfortunately, by the time that you're already listening to this, the KYC period of like just doing it before things start happening has already passed. It's going to be on the 30th, which literally it's already passed. After the 30th of July, only verified users will be able to access drops, buy, sell in the market. In addition, any open marketing listings, good heavens, by non-verified accounts will be delisted. So if you are looking to one, cash out, two, cash out, or three, cash out, you really need to go and KYC and have over 1,000 gems. So just go out there, KYC, do your thing. And I will say number four, if you like Vivi, because they're doing some cool things now with that partnership with Marvel and going a little bit more into that Comic-Con stuff, I would say to recommend do the process. Doesn't take more than 10-15 minutes if you do everything smoothly, and you are able to then buy, sell, and purchase NFTs on their platform. Cryer, I think this is the day where I ask you if there's an update from DeFi Kingdoms, and you actually say yes. So is this the day?
I say yeah. There
Ooh,
is something.
Let's hear.
Today is the day. So yeah. So they have been working towards getting Crystal Veil fully with parity with the Serendale. So they released the mining professions. So there will be able to send over your miners over from Harmony over to the DeFi Kingdoms chain, which is run on AVAX. I am looking forward to this because Harmony is a giant scam. I'll give a Harmony update while we're at it. So for people that are, you know, have their money with them, they, you know, obviously we've been talking about this before, but they got hacked for $100 million. They chose to not give any money back from their foundation funds, and they will just be issuing more supply.
I did see that.
So pretty much they're making all of the people who are using Harmony pay for the money that was stolen from them, practically what it sounds like. So yeah, obviously they won't survive, most likely. And DFK kind of is realizing this, so they're working as hard as they can to get parity with all of their Serendale features. So the last one would be gardening, getting fired up on there. But they've got fishing, they got foraging, and now they have mining, and they have the alchemist ready to go. So there will only need the gardening left, and hopefully that won't be too long, and then we can pretty much say goodbye to the old Harmony chain. But again, we have already talked about this last week, but they are, you know, we don't really know, but we do think they are partnering with quite a large chain. So we don't know who it is yet, but someone is coming to kind of save the day.
Hey, we hope that sooner rather than later, because as you can tell from on like a Harmony chain, literally how much of the percent of the Harmony chain was like actual production from like the DeFi Kingdom side, like the people actually.
Oh, like all, it was literally, I mean, like 90, over 90%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 90 plus. So when you are a chain that's trying to bring in more people, I truly believe you should be literally going after DFK right now, because that can bring a chunk of people over to your network, showcase the network, and just be a beast in the space pretty much. But any other thing from the DeFi Kingdom side?
That's about it. Nothing too crazy, but again, that's just we're working towards getting that, and as soon as that happens, you know, the token's still in the trash. It's still like 18 cents or, you know, and the crystal's 25 cents. So, you know, I think this is a time where as soon as the announcements will start happening, those start rolling out, I can see some recovery, you know, not much, obviously, but I do think we can start working in the positive direction, where I think I might start going back in and buying stuff again. So,
All right. Well, before we close out the show, I got some stuff. And it's Marvel related. What else do you think I'd be talking about? We got three things we got to go over. Number one, the next show that's coming out, it is going to be on August 10th. It's going to be a few short films or short series of I Am Groot, which look, by the way, unbelievable. It's actually the animated a little baby Groot that we saw in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yeah. The story of this Groot.
Jessica heard you say this on the last episode. And she's like,
oh yeah. Baby Groot. Let's go. So we will see Baby Groot for, I'm pretty sure, if not five, I think seven different episodes. They're like 10, 15 minutes. Not going to be super long. This is going to be right after Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie ended, and in between the post-credits scene where Groot was the adolescent Groot and he was in his room playing video games. This being a little dweeb. This show is going to be right in the middle of that. So we're going to see some characters. Bradley Cooper is coming back as Rocket, to voice Rocket in the show as well. So it's going to be a canon in the MCU. This is a show you need to watch to understand what's going on in the MCU as well. And then after this show, we will be going into She-Hulk, which I'm getting the same feeling that I got with Ms. Marvel at first, and it was, oh crap, I don't think this is going to be good. And then they started showing some trailers and some clips and bringing up the hype, and I'm like, oh crap, like this actually can turn into something. Obviously, we saw at the end of that last trailer that we are getting Daredevil in the show. A lot of rumors are suggesting that Jessica Jones might be in it as well. And we just got a brand new trailer, I think over the weekend, if not on Thursday or Friday, that it was a brand new like little clip of the show. And it was like, this show is not going to be like your everyday. It was her Jennifer, the She-Hulk, talking and saying, hey, this show is not like your everyday cameos. And she goes, but there's this person and Hulk and Abomination and a lot of other people you don't know. So she will be breaking the third wall and speaking to the audience like she does in the comics, which I think is unbelievable. And number two, there was a clip in the trailer that showed Wong come in. And right next to Wong, when he does a little spinny circle thing and he comes into the portal, right next to it, there was a poster. And the poster said Johnny Blaze. And if you know who Johnny Blaze is, that's Ghost Rider. So they might be throwing some stuff in there. Remember, there's some talks that Keanu Reeves wants to be Ghost Rider. There's also talks that Ryan Gosling wants to be Ghost Rider. But
I mean, Nicolas Cage.
That'd be like a small cameo, but geez, I don't want him to be the one. But there's also rumors of, and we talked about this a few episodes ago, it was on the side of Daryl from The Walking Dead, which I personally would pick out of everyone to be our Ghost Rider. But there was that as well. So just be on the lookout for those things. Other than that, on the Star Wars side of things, at the end of August, we are getting a show. It's going to be Andor, which was one of the pilots in Rogue One. We're going to get the backstory of him. So they've been doing that for a little while.
Oh, sweet.
So that's going to be cool just to get some more Star Wars into it. But other than that, Cryer, you're back. Ethereum Merge is coming. We should be hopefully pumping soon. And I just have to say this, the Red Sox suck. So I just need to have something go right in my life. And hopefully it's you coming back so we can have more fun on the blockchain. Instead of watching my Red Sox lose 15-0, 27-0, 9-0. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Can't do it.
Sports suck. But, oh, one other thing. Julio Jones signed with the Buccaneers, which is wild. This is nuts. This man, Tom Brady, has Julio Jones, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. They are stacked. And Fournette. And, like, two other running backs. So
Fournette's
they're all monsters. Yeah, the Bucs, I will come out and say this right now. The Bucs will win the Super Bowl. I'm with you. This team's stacked.
Here we go.
They have a defense and they have the offense that Brady has always wanted. So
we got Rob last year.
Yeah, I also agree. But that pretty much wraps it up. We'll be back later this week to talk more NFTs and hopefully more Marvel because I need more. But for all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And like I said, we'll see you later on this week. Have a good rest of your day.
Peace.